Hello, you're listening to season 5 of the Achieve With Me podcast, and I'm your host, Rachel Gilfrim. My mission as a confidence and career performance coach is to empower women just like you to build confidence at work, have your voice heard, and achieve genuine career fulfillment. We'll be chatting about creating confidence, setting boundaries, finding the fun in everyday tasks, and of course, navigating the usual challenges that come with being an achiever. Connect with me on LinkedIn to join my group, Mindset Hacks for Ambitious Women. And without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Hello, my ambitious ladies, and welcome back to another episode of the Achieve With Me podcast. Now today, as you will have seen from the title, I'm going to be talking all about guided meditations. And, you know, if you'd have told me sort of 6 years ago that I would be recording a podcast speaking about this, or to be honest, even being an advocate for this practice, I probably wouldn't have believed you. I have to say that whilst a lot of the work that I do in confidence coaching comes from a combination of sort of practical strategy, mentoring, and also really supporting people to kind of look within themselves, there's also a bit of a spiritual side to what I do. And so much of this has come about from my personal experiences with meditation. And honestly, you might be listening thinking, oh, here we go, meditation. It's already fluffy, it's already woo-woo. But I want to talk to you today about specific type of meditation, which is guided meditations, which massively took away all of the worry about what am I going to do when I sit there and just, how do I know when I've finished? And all these things that we might think of if we're total beginners to meditation. So let's get into it. Meditation 101. What on earth is it? So it's been practiced for thousands and thousands of years, and originally the meditation practice was meant to help really deepen the understanding of some of the sacred and mystical forces of life. And when I read that, I wasn't surprised, to be honest, but I can see that actually, it's become a lot more popular, and the purpose behind that popularity has been to reduce stress effectively. You know, we're all in such a stressful environment with our work, with all the stresses of, you know, the economy, and it can be also really stressful when you feel as though you're living out your life, but you're not necessarily 100% sure that you're even enjoying it. And so meditation can really help for a number of different reasons. Because during that meditation practice, what you're going to be doing is focusing your attention, typically on your breathing. And what that will help to do is eliminate this stream of thoughts and untangle some of the thoughts that you have in your mind, and help you to get that clarity. So it really does enable some enhanced emotional well-being effectively. So when I think about the reasons that people might start meditation, it does tend to come down to that feeling of wanting to reduce overall stress. And what I'm going to talk to you about today is some of my experiences with how I began to incorporate that within my life, but also just going through some of the general benefits for both your physical well-being and your emotional well-being as well, because really this has been something that helped me so much in being comfortable to have my voice heard. And that might surprise you. Some of you may know who are listeners that I do public speaking coaching, and I'm really passionate about helping people to be able to speak up in their work environment, share their opinions, share their perspective. And I'm so passionate about that because I used to be quiet as a little mouse in the boardroom because I had fantastic things to say, but I was terrified of people's attention turning to me. And strangely enough, meditation really helped me to face into exactly what it was that I was scared of happening there. Weird, right? So I've done my research. I've brought to you some common benefits that meditation offers for people, because I wanted to provide some background as to what kind of drives people to begin meditation. And then I'm also going to share my personal experience with guided meditations and talk to you about what that might include as well. So first up on one of the most common benefits that meditation can include is gaining a new perspective on a stressful situation. So if you are undergoing a stressful situation in your life, it could be you're unsure about what to do about a particular situation at work. It could be that you are dealing with some challenges within the family. It could be that you have some relationship challenges. Very often, a significant event happens, and I talk about this in my mindset coaching quite a lot. A significant event will happen and we will form an interpretation about what that means to us off the back of that. Okay, so then when we're living in this place of interpretation, you know, what then happens is we react. And our reaction is based on, of course, what we interpret that event to mean. And our reactions can continue on for such a long time afterwards. And why gaining a new perspective is so important is because if you imagine we interpreted that event in two ways. One way, we interpreted it positively, therefore our reaction was positive and our actions off the back of that were positive, then of course that's going to impact a lot of people positively, which is great. But, and it's a big but, and this happens in our lives all the time, let's say we interpret a situation completely differently in a negative way, same thing, exactly the same thing that's happened, we go on to have a reaction in alignment with that interpretation, which could be negative. And then our actions off the back of that continue to be negative. And everybody around us experiences that. So it could be that I'm talking to somebody about something that's happened to me. Let's say I'm telling my kids about something that's happened to me. Oh, but that happened and that was really negative. Their belief systems are then always going to be, oh, that's negative. Anyway, that is a tangent, but an important tangent at that. So yeah, the first benefit really of meditation is helping you to gain a different perspective and look at situations in different ways. The second one is building skills to manage your stress levels. We talked about this already, didn't we? About how sometimes our stress can just mount up so much and we feel like we need an event, a physical event, or someone to take something off our pile in order to help us manage. But when that doesn't come, when the pile keeps growing or the stress keeps growing, something's got to give. Next thing is helping you to focus on the present. And the example that I always think about here is I think about my little dog, Pepper. Oh, she's an absolute dream. She's a little sausage dog, if you've not seen any of my social media with her on. And I look at her and I look at all pets in this way. They're always living within the moment. They're never thinking about anything that's just happened or worrying about anything in the future. They are just so happy in the moment. And you can just play with them to amplify that feeling and just watch them get happier and happier. And I think, gosh, we never focus on the present because what we're always thinking about is one of two things. Oh gosh, I've got to do this, or I can't do this because of that. And that is usually something that's happened in the past. So I talk quite a lot about limiting beliefs, holding us back from going for something in the future. one of the most common limiting beliefs that I see for women who want to progress in the workplace is, an example could be when a job comes up at work, a promotion, and they think, oh, I can't apply for that job because I'm not good enough. What they're thinking about is the most significant emotional event that's happened in their past in relation to their abilities. So they're probably thinking about their worst ever day at work and thinking, oh no, I can't go for that in the future because of this. All these things are building up and giving me this perception that I'm not good enough to do this. So it's so frustrating. So what we're doing is we're either constantly looking forward into the future or we're dwelling on something that's happened in the past. And focusing on that present moment really helps you to be able to experience gratitude for what you've got in the present, which is super important. The next thing, and this has probably been one of the biggest things that I have experienced since starting my business, is a benefit of meditation is the increase of creativity and imagination. So it can really help you to start to think more about, oh, well, I could do that or I could do that. But when we're darting around from place to place and always thinking, always thinking, always thinking, we're not allowing more creative thoughts to enter our mind. Now, you might be thinking, well, if you're trying to be quiet when you're meditating, shouldn't you be not thinking about these creative things? And I'll go through my experience with that when I talk about what I've experienced through meditation, and hopefully that will answer that question as well, if that was one that you were thinking of. In terms of the physical side, what has been proven has been that sitting in a meditative state can lower your resting heart rate and your resting blood pressure as well. So you're totally relaxed in that moment, and all you have to do for yourself in that moment is be. And when you think about it, what other situation ever happens naturally where your only job is just to be? It's probably the few moments that you have before you fall asleep at night. That's the only other example that I can think of. It's quite scary actually to think that there isn't actually any other time when we're not doing anything, because even if we get a minute to ourselves to sit on the sofa, I'm willing to bet you've got your phone in your hand and you're scrolling, because I'm exactly the same. I'll lose a good 20 minutes and think, oh my goodness me, where have I been? I've drifted off into my mind. I'm scrolling TikTok and Instagram. And, you know, we don't tend to present these opportunities to ourselves where we're not asking for anything of ourselves except to just be. And that brings me on to one of the final benefits that I'm going to talk about, which is improved sleep quality. So because we've proactively gone into this meditative state and reduced that sort of mental chatter or tangling of thoughts, because we're doing that, and when it does come to actually being able to switch off and get to sleep, we're able to do that a lot more efficiently. So it's really, really good to see all these benefits that other people have cited. Some of them have been proven on the physical side as well. And one of the things that I kind of first worried about when I began, well, I suppose, hearing or learning about meditation, I imagined somebody, and maybe it's the same for you, I imagined somebody sat cross-legged, but like with their legs kind of folded up. Always looked really strange pose. I always used to think, how on earth can they do that? And then they sort of got their hands creating like little circles with their hands, resting them on their legs. And to me, if I ever sat down in that position and sort of tried to just meditate, I would just feel stupid after a couple of minutes, or I'd feel like nothing's happening. What exactly should be happening that isn't happening? Which is why guided meditation, the first time that I did one, I thought, oh gosh, that didn't even feel like what I thought meditation was. So effectively, what happens when you experience a guided meditation is, it's very much as it sounds. It's a little bit like a recording. So if you're listening to this, you're obviously a podcast listener. So it's a bit just like saying, okay, I'm going to put on a 10-minute guided meditation instead of a podcast. And actually, you don't even have to sit. So one of the great things about, you know, active or guided meditation is that you can actually just go for a walk with this meditation on in your ears, and it'll simply talk you through exercises, affirmations, or things to focus on to help you to untangle your mind. So it's just like having somebody there with you who's reminding you to breathe. But rather than kind of just breathing on autopilot like we do, and thank goodness our bodies do that for us, but rather than breathing on autopilot like that, it's just really bringing your attention to breathing more deeply, which is very relaxing. And because you're concentrating on that, it does reduce a lot of that mental chatter that's happening. One of the things that I mentioned is that you can have active meditations as well. So you can go for a walk. You can lie down. I actually really like to lie down. It's really great to do some sort of meditation before you go to sleep at night, because you're already kind of relaxing and you're wanting to reduce some of those thoughts that are whizzing around in your mind. And it's great because you're so comfortable, you're so cozy, and all you have to do afterwards is drift off. So that is a really, really good way of doing that. And as well, something that I do now is I swim most days. So I know, I can't believe it either. Probably around four or five times a week, I'll be swimming in the morning. And I'm swimming for about 30 to 40 minutes. And throughout this time, I'm talking myself through a guided meditation, which sounds really weird, but because I have created guided meditations, I listen to them quite often, I can almost run through them when I'm exercising. So then it's like a double whammy. It's like, oh, on one hand, I'm exercising my body, and on the other hand, I'm exercising my mind by providing some of that mental clarity that I know that I so badly need, otherwise I end up in a terrible mood. So what I would say to you, if you've ever had any perceptions of what meditation looks like, it comes in so many different forms and so many different ways, but effectively, it's giving yourself some time to really calm your mind. And we are told so often to do all these physical exercises. You know, if you think about how we all try and do, you know, 10,000 steps a day and half an hour exercise and all these things that we're told that we should probably do, but we're never told to actually spend any time with our thoughts to check in with how we are, which is a bit crazy really. So I'm going to give you kind of my top three reasons why I feel that meditation has made me better at my job, it's made me better at my career, and it has driven the motivation within everything that I do today. So the first thing, and probably the biggest thing, is it gives you a sense of control. So number one, meditation and deciding to practice meditation has given me a sense of control. Now, I am not somebody who could just sit there and sort of put myself into a meditation. And when I first started as well, I as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I didn't really know how long to do it for, and it felt a bit strange to just sit. So it was really great for me when I discovered the guided meditations, because I could be like, right, okay, this one's 15 minutes. I know I'm going to be here for 15 minutes. I know I'm going to be guided through it. And then I know at the end of it, I'm probably going to feel like this. So it gives you a sense of control, because rather than waiting until you're super stressed and you feel like, well, I'm going to try it because I've literally got nothing else to lose. One of the things that I love about putting yourself in the driver's seat with this is that proactively deciding to do a meditation really helps you, because you don't get to that place where you feel like the stress mounts up. it's like preventative techniques that you're using to think, you know, you don't have to say, oh gosh, I'm going to do it every day. Because realistically, when we set ourselves up to have a morning routine and all these things, the one day that we don't do it, we then stop. So it can actually be prohibitive to commit to trying to do something daily. But definitely doing it proactively, as soon as you notice in your body, I feel a bit irritated, or I feel frustrated and I don't know why, or I'm feeling the stress mounting up, try to just notice those small, gentle symptoms and think, do you know what? I'm going to proactively just pop myself off for 10 minutes and listen to one of my favourite guided meditations just to get me back into the right mindset for attacking my day. So I love that sense of control that it gives you, because you feel as though I'm not going to get myself into a situation before where I have been really overwhelmed. And sometimes approaching burnout as well, it helps you to feel like, no, I can take this 10 minutes for myself, and it's really going to help me to be able to manage my moods more effectively. Now, the second thing, this is really important as well, context. So it's so important to be brought back to the bigger picture of what you're actually trying to achieve in your life. It could be that you have some longer term goals, and everything that you're doing day to day is kind of contributing to those longer term goals without you realizing. Sometimes it can really feel as though you think, gosh, what on earth am I doing all this for? Or what's the point? And actually, zooming out has been one of the most valuable tools. I can tell you from personal experience, building a business can feel so challenging at times, because the way that you measure your success, well, I mean, I'm so impatient, have been in the past, not so much now, but I would try and measure at the end of every day, what progress have I made today? And it can just be so frustrating when you feel like, I don't know what progress I've made, and it's really tricky to measure. So just taking that time to zoom out and say, hang on a minute, just listing out like basic facts, like, how old am I? At what point did I want to have reached this goal? What am I working towards now? What do I hope to have happened in the future? Right, okay. They're like the long-term things. Oh, okay, this is where I am today. So it really helps you to have that context of what your life's actually about. And then it really shows you as well, just not to sweat the small stuff, I think, because we get so tangled up, don't we, in these little worries. And I always see these phrases which are so lovely every time I see them, which is, one of them I think is, if it's not going to matter in 5 years' time, don't spend more than 5 minutes worrying about it. And it's so true, isn't it? You know, where we invest our energy is so powerful. So the second reason that I have found that meditation has made me better at my job is because it brings me back to the bigger picture and gives me that context. Third reason, intention. So believe it or not, starting the meditation with an intention as to how I would like to feel afterwards, I can honestly say I nearly always get the result that I want. One of the things that I mentioned in the benefits that had been cited by others about why meditation was so helpful for them, one of them was, we talked about creativity and imagination. And I don't know how or why, I won't attempt to answer. But what happens for me is, if I decide to go to, right, I'm going to take 10 minutes, I'm going to go and do this meditation. And if I say to myself, oh, I would love the clarity on what to talk about in my next podcast episode, for example. And I'll be thinking beforehand, oh, I've got no idea, I've already talked about everything, that's boring, blah, blah, blah. And it doesn't necessarily happen exactly throughout that 10 minutes that I'm listening to a guided meditation, but I can guarantee by the end of the day, an idea will just pop up. And if you are struggling through anything, if you are undergoing any stressful situations or just really wanting clarity on the best next steps to take, I guarantee if you start that guided meditation with an intention, say to yourself, my intention on the other side of this meditation is I would love to be able to, and have that there, you will be so surprised at what comes up for you at the most unexpected times as well. So I think that intention is so powerful. It's something that I try to always have behind everything that I do. And I always try and consider that intention as well in the ways that I respond, in the ways that I communicate. Exactly what impression am I trying to give here? Exactly what is the thing that I want to happen here? What's the outcome that I want to happen from this? So intentionally living is huge. So I'm going to conclude the episode now. And I really wanted to share a bit about my personal experience, share a bit about the different types of meditation. And I really hope that somebody listens to this and thinks, do you know what? I'll give it a go. That would be absolutely marvellous. And if you are somebody who's listening to this podcast because you're looking to grow your confidence and potentially get ahead in your career, have a little something for you. So I recorded a guided meditation of my own that I give to my clients. And this is all to do with, it's only about 10 minutes long, but just sitting with a guided meditation, reminding yourself of your breath. And there's some powerful affirmations in there as well. So if you are looking to give meditation a bit of a try, or perhaps you're just already converted to meditation and you love it, but you would also like to get hold of a copy of my confidence building meditation, just give me a shout. I'd love for you to connect with me on LinkedIn. And just send me a message with the word guided meditation. That's two words, sorry, guided meditation. And I will send you over the recording of my own 10-minute confidence building meditation, free of charge, of course, for you to start getting into and let me know how you get on. So that is the end of today's episode. I'd love to hear your feedback. And please join me for the next one. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Achieve With Me podcast. Please do give the episode a star rating. It takes just a second, but makes so much difference. And please connect with me on LinkedIn and share your main takeaways from today's episode. See you next time.